Talking with A.J. Harder of Tri-Center here in KSOM, and a nice win, but Riverside, A.J., would not go away. They fought you, came down to a tie at the start of the fourth quarter. What do you think was the difference in that last quarter to pull you away?
I think we just had to get some defense stops. They went on a couple big runs because they were just hitting a ton of threes. So we just had to close out better because they're really good standstill shooting. So we just had to get better closeouts and can't let those threes be wide open as much as they were.
Is the 2-3 zone typical for what you guys run on defense?
No, that was actually like a 2-1-2 kind of thing. But we've mostly done some press, but we just added that this Christmas break. So it was decent, I would say.
Okay, so 2-1-2. I knew it was kind of a funk. Yeah, it didn't look perfectly like a 2-3 to me. But how would you explain the defensive philosophy and how you guys have worked on that?
We've been kind of just trying to get in gaps, just try not to make just straight passes so they can get threes. So we just try to get in gaps so they can't get wide open threes.
And what was it to try and beat the Riverside defense for you, you and the rest of the guys, to get open for shots? Because they were feisty on defense, and I bet you Tyler Potts was a little frustrated there. So did you feel like you had to pick up the slack a little bit?
Yeah, they were just a really scrappy team, and they want to speed us up. So we just had to slow down a little bit and just try to feed the bigs because they don't have a lot of bigs. So we just had to feed them a little bit and then just stay low tempo.
And you missed a few threes early on there in the fourth, but then you found the points by driving to the lane. Was that a conscious effort of you to adjust?
Yeah, our coach drawed up some plays for me to get the hoop because my threes haven't been falling much this year. But I'm trying to work on it, but I've got a lot better getting to the rim also.
And so but Tyler struggled for like the first – like. Most of the game, he comes up when you need him big. I mean, what was that like just to see him get those big points down the stretch?
Yeah, he's a big-time player, so we just got to get him the ball. And he just got the boards, he went up with it, and they were really tough on defense, and they were just going after him. So he just had to calm down and just get some buckets.
What's it been like for this team coming off of that loss to Trainer, which was a little humbling?
We just had to move on from it. I don't know, we just got to move on from it. It was a tough loss, but we've really came on from those. These last three games have been really good, and we're just trying to focus even harder than we were.
Does a game like this do you find out a little bit of something about yourself when you get pushed, mm-hmm. even on your home court like Riverside did?
Yeah, that was like the first time going into press, so that kind of figured us out, like what we can do and then what we can do better. So I think we can do a little bit better against the pressure, and we'll see him later in the season also.
Pretty quick next Friday. What is your main focus with this team as you go forward now in this next stretch of games?
I think we just got to relax a little bit. We kind of take some quick shots and shots that we don't need. So we just got to focus in on these little things, and then we'll be good from there.